longer the owner of a defective block home. My home was demolished earlier this year. I am currently in the process of rebuilding and trying to manage all the complications that building a home entails, let alone through these circumstances, as well as paying a mortgage, rent, storage costs and a loan whilst we are all dealing with a cost of living crisis. Before I summarise the financial difficulties I have experienced thus far in trying to finance the build, please allow me to outline the lack of support, compassion and empathy that the banking sector, and in my case, Pernamon TSB, are enacting. I can answer any questions you may have on finances and provide you a general overview of our journey since August 22. Upon receiving confirmation from our engineer in July 21 that our home was recommended for demolition, I arranged a meeting with Pernamon TSB to inform the bank of our circumstances, and at that meeting, the bank had placed a market value of £320,000 on our home. Within that meeting, our home became valueless. For 18 months, I attempted to negotiate with Pernamon TSB, firstly at branch level, and then I contacted senior management, as the branch representative was clearly not in a position to offer any form of solution other than forbearance. I outlined a number of options that I deemed favourable to both parties. However, they never negotiated or put into place any specific supports for vulnerable, defective block homeowners, and had always responded with, "We have agreed to support customers by way of payment breaks or applications for further advances subject to credit assessment." The offer of a mortgage break would be an additional cost to me and credit only subject to normal lending criteria. The bank offered... I asked the committee here today, do you believe that the bank should continue to profit from families who are having to deal with this horrendous situation that is not the fault of the homeowner? Having nowhere else to turn, I raised a complaint with the Ombudsman, and through a mediation process, it was deemed that the bank's position had not changed, reiterating their final response dated the 15th of August 22. The Ombudsman had informed me that Pernamon TSB had responded by saying this is not the bank's fault. A rather callous and unsupportive response from the bank, as we are all aware that this disaster has occurred due to the lack of enforced regulations by government and government agencies. In addition, may I respectfully remind the committee that the state retains a 57.4% shareholding in Pernamon TSB. Further insult, August 22, I received a letter from Pernamon TSB informing me that the interest rate on my mortgage was going to increase, and it has continued to do so. Since that date in August, our mortgage has increased by 4%, and that equates to an increase of almost €300 per month. I am currently paying over €1,200 on a property that no longer exists. Do you consider this to be fair? I contacted the European Central Bank and the Central Bank of Ireland, and both confirmed that it is at the lender's discretion as to whether or not they pass on interest rate hikes. Once again, I contacted senior management in December 22, requesting that they show an ounce of empathy and pause the continued increase to interest rates on defective homeowner mortgages. TSB responded, "Unfortunately, we are not in a position to amend your tracker rate, as this is your contractual rate which we must honour." Furthermore, the senior manager outlined, "I know this is not what you had hoped for, but you will appreciate that we have thousands of customers on tracker rates and we cannot change the rate for a particular customer segment." Time and time again, I attempted to highlight that defective homeowners are in a devastatingly unique position with valueless properties through no fault of our own, that support should be considered as unprecedented circumstances and helping this customer segment. In March 23, I contacted the same manager and asked if the bank had since implemented anything specifically for defective block homeowners and if there were any further developments or indeed talks with government. To which the bank responded, "We have supports in place for anyone that needs our help. There are no unique options for defective block homers, as standard supports cover everyone. There have been no further developments since we last exchanged emails. Throughout this process, I have continued to pay my mortgage, as I am aware of the callous nature of how banks sell on mortgage accounts that are in arrears. This is not about not paying a mortgage, but that the banks accept that they have a duty of care to vulnerable customers and a vested interest in the outcomes of their customers engaging with the defective block scheme and the shortfalls of the said scheme. This is what brings us here today. Homeowners yet again having to work in collaboration to form support groups to tackle these injustices, because that's what this is, an injustice. The group worked tirelessly to find a clause, something that would grab the bank's attention. This is how the bank's own terms and conditions entered this minefield of institutional bureaucracy. Once again, an approach was made to Permanent TSB, to which they replied in April 23. The bank confirms that for the purposes of the clause of your mortgage terms and conditions, the bank consents to the MICA remedial works taking place in respect of the mortgage property. TSB continued, I note from your letter that the redress scheme is unlikely to cover the full cost of rebuilding your property. In this regard, while the bank has no obligation to advance further funding, the bank would be happy to consider any application that you may wish to make for additional borrowing. Such application will be subject to the bank's usual lending terms and conditions and affordability criteria. This was the final straw for me, and I stopped contacting Permanent TSB. Every request proposed over the last 18 months had been met with indifference, a lack of urgency and empathy. This is profiteering and exploitation by the banking sector, which highlights a blatant disregard for ethical practices and the well-being of customers, as they continue to prioritise their financial gains over a vulnerable segment of their customers. If the enhanced scheme is delivered the same as the 90-10 scheme, in that stage works must be completed before an interim payment is claimed, and the banks do not offer 0% bridging finance and take a level of responsibility, then homeowners will simply be unable to engage. Especially if the banking sector continue to outline that finance is subject to normal lending criteria. There is nothing normal about our circumstances. Defective block homeowners need to be supported and not vilified by the very institutions that claim to have our interest as the core of their values. Permanent TSB and others need to step up and deal with this disaster as unprecedented circumstances and not financial difficulties. This burden has been thrusted upon thousands of homeowners, and in the words of the senior manager, this is not the bank's fault. It most certainly is not the homeowner's fault. Yet we are being left to rebuild our lives, our homes, whilst trying to stay sane and trying to cope with living the life that we should have been living, because this has been ripped from us. Thank you.